This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, appendices, footnotes, and endnotes have been removed. To obtain these tables, figures, quotes, appendices, full references and citations for this paper, please view the HTML or PDF version. September 2009. International Review of Research in Open and Distance Learning. Volume 10, Number 4. The title of this article is, Harnessing Open Educational Resources to the Challenges of Teacher Education in Sub-Saharan Africa. The authors of this article are, Jayshree Faker and Denise Zinn. University of Fort Hare, South Africa. Fred Wolfenden. Open University, UK. Abstract. The challenges to teacher educators in Sub-Saharan Africa are acute. This paper describes how the Teacher Education in Sub-Saharan Africa, TESA, consortium is working within institutional and national policy systems to support school-based teacher professional development. The TESA consortium, 13 African institutions and 5 international organizations delivering teacher education across 9 countries, designed and produced a Bank of Open Educational Resources, OERs, to guide teachers' classroom practices in school-based teacher education. Drawing on examples from the TESA Consortium and from the University of Fort Hare, South Africa, the authors categorized the forms of TESA OER integration as highly structured, loosely structured, or guided use. The paper concludes by outlining success factors for the integration of OERs, accessibility, adequate resources, support for teachers, accommodation of local cultural and institutional practices, and sustainable funding. Teacher education and open educational resources. Teacher education now lies at the heart of all development schemes. It has already been recognized as one of the major areas of focus for poverty reduction, economic progress, and social and cultural development. Development initiatives affirm the critical importance of education and the role played by teachers. Education is critical to many development initiatives. But, at the same time, there is widespread recognition that there are enormous global challenges facing the education sector. Foremost amongst these is the severe shortage of teachers in countries where they are most needed. To meet the challenges of the Education for All, EFA, goals, somewhere between 15 and 35 million new teachers are required globally by 2015. In Africa, south of the Sahara alone, it is estimated that approximately 4 million additional teachers will be needed to fill both new posts and vacancies, to deliver a complete course of primary schooling for all children. This need is due to attrition caused in particular by the effects of HIV/AIDS, and the migration of trained teachers into other sectors of the economy and other countries outside of the region. The challenge is to ensure a well-prepared, engaged, and committed core of teachers in sufficient numbers, whilst working within budgetary and infrastructure constraints. In developing countries, this challenge is amplified by the significant numbers of un- and underqualified teachers. These teachers urgently need access to professional development opportunities. Across sub-Saharan Africa, the minimum level of qualification required for teachers varies, but these standards are generally lower in sub-Saharan Africa than in other regions. Even so, only 4 countries report all teachers meeting their requirements. In the Congo and Mozambique, less than 2/3 of teachers meet the minimum international standard of lower secondary education. This lack of training impacts on pupil achievement. In developing countries, evidence is emerging that the strongest school-level determinant of pupil achievement lies in the quality of teaching. Despite the urgency created by these challenges, Kirk and Dembele caution that short-term responses to teacher shortages can ensure that every classroom has a teacher, but raises concerns about the impact on the quality of teaching and learning. Quality has to be a fundamental criterion, but responses to these challenges also need to take into consideration contextual and environmental factors, in particular the lived reality for many teachers. However, as Weber argues, the job of teaching in poor countries is defined by the struggle to cope in the absence of basic resources and the consequences of structural adjustment programs. Chronic underfunding, corruption, and instability related to frequent political and policy changes contribute to difficult working conditions in many areas of sub-Saharan Africa. Teacher motivation, aspiration, and morale are important contextual factors, and it has to be borne in mind that many teachers in conflict-affected, emergency or post-crisis situations may not originally have intended to enter the profession, but did so to respond to the needs of their communities or to the lack of other livelihood opportunities. Given these kinds of realities, how best can effective teacher training that promotes quality education be delivered? Teacher training colleges and institutions have limited capacity to expand, and there is an imperative to retain existing teachers in classrooms with their pupils whilst they engage in professional development. As well, it is important to focus on what actually happens in teachers' own classrooms, rather than on guides, suggestions, and theories of what should happen in classrooms. This requires teachers, who are empowered to think about their work with their peers and to both provide and get feedback on what they do. In Japan and China, these ideas have found successful take-up through the establishment of Jugakinkyu, lesson study, and Jiaoanzu, teacher research. Such works, and several recent reports, make the case for urgent new thinking about the forms and structure of teacher education. At the relaunch of the Partnership for Higher Education in Africa, Dr. Kofi Annan made the following appeal: we need to train teachers and build up research capacity. We need to strengthen open universities and distance learning programs. And we need to ensure that African institutions have access to the latest technologies. Across the globe, there is increasing interest in different forms of school-based modes of teacher education and in using the tools offered by new information and communication technologies, ICT, including open educational resources, OERs, for large-scale provision. These initiatives not only increase capacity for teaching training systems but also offer opportunities to enhance the articulation between theory and practices and to support teachers more effectively in becoming reflective practitioners. Recent reports from the sub-Saharan African region indicate some ambitious experimentation but, as yet, few initiatives utilizing educational technologies within the training process itself. School-based teacher development programs demand resources and reference materials to guide and grow teachers' classroom practices. These are frequently scarce in sub-Saharan Africa. But the recent advent of open content or open educational resources, OERs, a global intellectual resource of teaching materials, offers a significant breakthrough. This paper describes how the Teacher Education in Sub-Saharan Africa, TESA, consortium is working collaboratively within institutional and national policy systems to develop and use OERs to support innovative school-based professional development. We reflect on the range of approaches to the use of OERs observed in the consortium to date and suggest key areas for further exploration in the use of OERs. TESA, Teacher Education in Sub-Saharan Africa. TESA is a research and development project working to improve the quality of, and extend access to, university-led primary school teacher education. Since its inception in 2005, the TESA consortium of 18 institutions has worked collaboratively to design and build a multilingual OER bank, modular and flexible in format, see www.tesafrica.net. Core funding for TESA is from the Allen and Nesta Ferguson Charitable Trust and the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, with both donors providing follow-up grants. At the heart of the TESA OER Bank are sets of practically focused study units designed to directly improve teacher classroom practice. Each of the 75 study units contains a series of activities for teachers to carry out with their pupils. These activities center on clearly defined strategies for teachers to think about and experiment within their classrooms. Guidance for teacher educators is provided, demonstrating how study units link together, and student progression is supported through each module, collection of 5 study units. Each study unit has been adapted and versioned to the 9 country contexts of participating TESA institutions, including translation to Arabic, English, French, and Kiswahili. The design of the TESA web environment is organized to enable each country institution to have their own web presence, and because of the current challenges in connectivity and access, the study units are provided in a range of formats. The template for the TESA study units, together with the design, versioning, and development processes are fully explained in earlier descriptions of our work. Integrating TESA OERs. The first phase of TESA focused on design and production of the study units and web space, but considerable resource was also devoted to planning for the use of the study units in each of the 13 partner institutions delivering teacher education in the region. Consortium institutions are engaged in delivery and accreditation of a large number of different types of courses and programs, pre-service, in-service, on-campus, distance learning, certificate, diploma, and BEd, together with non-accredited short professional development courses. There has been no blueprint for integration of the TESA OERs into this vast range of programs and courses. Rather, implementation is a dispersed and decentralized process. The TESA framework takes account of the knowledge and problem-solving abilities that exist within each partner institution. Within the professionally supportive structure of the consortium, each institution is given the freedom to decide on the programs or courses, selection of TESA OERs, mode of access of OERs, and so on to best meet local needs and context. TESA coordinators at each partner institution, who occupy a variety of institutional roles, are important to the change process. Their knowledge of the social structures within which they are operating, the competing agendas, and the relative influence of different layers within their institutions are crucial in understanding the potential effects of the chosen implementation strategy for the TESA OERs. The delegated discretion accorded to TESA coordinators in each TESA partner institution enables them to develop the most direct path for greatest impact on teachers' practices in their context. They provide the connection between the pedagogic frameworks of the TESA resources and approach and the detail of practice in schools. Forms of integration. Through 2009, over 200,000 teachers are planned to engage with the TESA OERs across 9 countries: Ghana, Kenya, Nigeria, Rwanda, South Africa, Sudan, Tanzania, Uganda, and Zambia. Analysis to date of the form and mode of use of the TESA OERs and partner institutions suggests that these can be grouped as the following: highly structured, loosely structured, and guided use. The highly structured model is characterized by production of a guide or course book of activities or whole study units drawn directly from the TESA resource bank, a learning journey with TESA materials. In some cases, these TESA materials are interspersed with other activities, narratives, and exercises. Teacher engagement with issues of particular relevance has been strengthened by the addition of commentaries and prompts for the teacher to consider as they think about enactment in their own classrooms. These books or guides have generally been designed by senior academics for use on distance education courses, where teachers are supported by tutors or supervisors. Key proponents of this model in the TESA Consortium have been the National Teachers Institute, Nigeria, and the Open University of Sudan. Both institutions operate distance education at large scale. Many of their students will be located in rural areas with little chance of access to the internet or regular support from institution staff. However, distribution channels for hard copy materials are well established. At the Open University of Sudan, academics have undertaken a comprehensive mapping exercise with the TESA materials, in Arabic, against both the teacher training curriculum and the school pupil curriculum to pull together a book of TESA study units. This book will be used by all students in the third and final teaching practice of their bachelor's program. This year, the cohort numbers 53,000. In Sudan, as in many countries across the world, the pupil curriculum is highly controlled and fixed, but by careful linking of the TESA activities with the school curriculum, TESA materials can be used without alienating head teachers. The National Commission for Colleges of Education in Nigeria, a federal government body, has created similar books based on TESA materials, one for each area of the primary curriculum. Each book links 10 classroom activities, drawn from TESA study units, alongside questions to prompt teacher experimentation and reflection. These books are to be used with all pre-service teachers across Nigeria. In both instances, there were previously no resources to support the student teachers whilst on teaching practice, and the books provide a structure and framework for skills development. In what we have termed the loosely structured model, lecturers and partner institutions have selected TESA study units to use in their own courses. This selection, usually at workshops, has involved matching the learning outcomes, typically highly subject knowledge specific, of selected existing modules to the curriculum focus of the TESA materials. Table 1 shows an example from a workshop with lecturers at Egerton University in Kenya. In this model, lecturers have used the selected TESA resources in a variety of ways. Teachers carry out the TESA activities in schools and report back at the next tutorial or support session. As well, the resources are used in micro-teaching sessions, in face-to-face lectures, and in tutorials. Examples of this use can be seen on distance education programs at Egerton University, Kenya, Makerere University and Kimbogo University, Uganda, and the University of Zambia. Course structures here involve punctuation of distance study with relatively long intense face-to-face sessions, typically during the school holidays, and relatively low student numbers. Students are given copies of the individual TESA study units or are expected to source their own copies from the TESA website or from their own institution. Some institutions are beginning to distribute CD-ROMs of the TESA materials to students. In a variation on this model, colleagues at the Open University of Tanzania are constructing a new diploma course for teachers by drawing heavily on the TESA materials, which can be seen as a bridge to the more highly structured model. In the guided use model, no pre-selection of TESA materials is undertaken by university academics. Teachers on various courses select, from the TESA website, the most appropriate study units for their own needs, devising their own learning pathway through the material. At Our Lady of Apostles Training College, OLA, in Cape Coast, Ghana, working with the University of Cape Coast, the student timetable has been amended and all students have one session per week in the computer labs to browse and study the TESA materials, choosing activities and resources to use in their assignments, in on-campus micro-teaching, and in teaching practice in local schools. Students are also encouraged to contribute to the TESA forums. The TESA website includes a number of forums, online discussion areas. All visitors to the website can read messages in the discussion areas, but users are required to register in order to post a contribution. A valid email address is required for registration. The implementation of this session at OLA forced students to create email addresses and become familiar with the use of the web. At the University of Winba, Ghana, students have formed a TESA club. They meet weekly in the university campus to discuss TESA materials and their experiences of using them. Similarly, students on BEd courses at the University of Pretoria, South Africa, are required to select TESA materials to use during their teaching practices and to discuss their experiences during group reflections and in an individual survey at the end of the practicum. Key to the use of this model is access to the TESA website by individual teachers. However, experiences at OLA in Ghana have shown that teachers do not need their own individual internet-enabled devices to become part of the TESA community because access to shared institutional computers, during short but regular TESA-enabled sessions, has been effective in introducing teachers to the TESA materials. It is becoming clear that a variety of interacting factors are important in determining how LIRs are most easily utilized in open and distance education programs. More detailed reflection below on the TESA journey at the University of Fort Hare illustrates some of these factors. TESA at the University of Fort Hare, South Africa. Fort Hare provides one model of what I believe all the universities responsible for teacher education and training should aspire to. Historically, education in South Africa was central to successive apartheid government's efforts to segregate racial groups and maintain white minority rule. The new democratic government, elected in 1994, was faced with the task of both rebuilding the system and redressing past inequalities. What followed was a plethora of education policies and a consequent dramatic change to both the systemic administration and implementation of education. Yet although the National Department of Education designed objectives to rectify the imbalances, and they continue to be at the fore, the apartheid legacy remains. Most currently serving educators received their education and entered teaching, when education was an integral part of the apartheid project. Since 1994, education in South Africa has followed the top-down approach. Numerous policy changes have been conceptualized, planned, and initiated at both national and provincial government levels. Such changes, including the shift to outcomes-based education, OBE, have been implemented in very tight timelines and, many commentators argue, with inadequate preparation and resourcing. This poses daunting challenges to both teachers and teacher educators. It is against this context that the University of Fort Hare, UFH, Faculty of Education is tasked with teacher education and development. The university serves an education system that seeks radically new curricular and pedagogic practices but that works within structures characterized by poor education quality, teachers with poor subject knowledge, a lack of physical resources in schools, poor support for pupils at home, and meager teacher support. Recognizing the need for new forms of teacher education and development resources and keen to harness the potential of ICT platforms, UFH Faculty of Education became involved with a TESA initiative from the offset. Much initial involvement in the research, design, and development of TESA study units was at an individual level, and little information was disseminated to the faculty. Subsequently, recognizing the need for institutional coordination, a dedicated TESA coordinator was established in the faculty. This enabled deeper awareness of the TESA OER development process, and, as a result, a number of academics participated in testing the TESA website, navigation and user-friendliness, and coordinated their students, particularly teachers studying part-time, in TESA study unit development testing in their classrooms. A quarterly newsletter of TESA OER development progress was distributed to all faculty, staff, and students, www.tesafrica.net. This involvement of academics and students in the development stages of TESA contributed greatly to the subsequent integration of TESA OERs. Following the completion of the South African version of the TESA OERs at the end of 2007, the UFH and the Open University, UK, co-facilitated a workshop at which academics reviewed modules, programs, and mapped these to the TESA OERs. A mixture of highly structured, loosely structured, and guided use models of integrating TESA OERs emerged. Not all colleagues were enthusiastic about the potential of TESA OERs in their curriculum, citing lack of relevance of the materials and satisfaction with existing provision as reasons for their lack of interest. Such attitudes are not unexpected. Changing a curriculum is always a difficult and problematic project, one likely to arouse conflict, passion, anxiety and resistance. And this is likely to be the case even where there appear to be overwhelming practical reasons for doing so. Moral. In early 2008, the South Africa version of the TESA OERs was copied onto the UFH server, greatly enhancing their accessibility. This was an important step. Internet connectivity at the time was highly sporadic, particularly during the period of electricity outages instigated by the national electricity provider. Since the end of 2008, the situation and internet bandwidth at the institution has greatly improved. The flexibility of the TESA OERs has meant that at UFH the depth and breadth of integration has been determined in response to local context, academic autonomy, and budgetary constraints. As a result, a combination of the forms and modes of use of TESA OERs has emerged. Highly structured recognition of prior learning, RPL. TESA OERs are used as part of the recognition of prior learning, RPL, process undertaken by teachers applying to enter the part-time Bachelor of Education program. Assignments towards the development of their RPL portfolio include, amongst others, adapting TESA resources to the national curriculum statements, preparing lessons using TESA activities, delivering a lesson, and then engaging in reflection of a teaching and learning episode. The academic responsible for the RPL process explains that one advantage of TESA OERs is the integration of the subject content and its presentation in a way that is accessible to many teachers, who find it difficult to interpret and select subject knowledge at the appropriate level from textbooks. The RPL process team also placed a printed version of all the TESA materials in the library, in case teachers were not comfortable with using computers. Loosely structured teaching and learning. Rationales for integrating TESA OERs into academic colleagues' teaching included exposing students to local examples of case studies and resources, which many textbooks in use do not provide, and emphasizing activities that focus on classroom practice. One academic offered this reflection. I particularly like the open-ended nature of the activities, and the way everyday materials are used to introduce and embed scientific vocabulary and concepts. Also, most of the activities require the students to get off of their bums. In order to participate, they have to do things, find things, talk about things, and even dance. Yes, dance. Loosely structured assessment. Lack of adaptation of assessment approaches and criteria in curriculum innovation projects can often hinder successful adoption and embedding of the innovation. At UFH, TESA OERs have begun to be used in formal assessment, thus ensuring the synergy between teachers' own learning experiences and those suggested in the TESA approach for classroom use with pupils. In the UFH in-service program, students were asked to assess a particular TESA case study, map the TESA activity to the national curriculum statement for that learning area, in this case science, and determine learning outcomes and assessment standards suitable for a particular grade of learners. As the academic involved in writing the assessment states, I always aim for the assessment to be a useful learning experience as well. Guided use, learning guides. Learning guides are module-specific learning facilitation tools that serve as maps for students on various programs and contain organizational, as well as learning facilitation components. Academics have included TESA OERs as a source of reference in their module learning guides. TESA dissemination beyond the University of Fort Hare. Parallel to the process of integrating TESA resources within UFH, a concerted effort has been made to share TESA OERs, predominantly the CD-ROM version, outside of UFH, in particular with the district offices of the Provincial Department of Education, DOE, and directly to teachers within schools. This has been a challenging exercise. Projects in the pipeline, including links to TESA from the DOE website, integration of TESA OERs into the DOE teachers' support materials currently in development, and further planned presentations to DOE district offices and schools, suggests some level of progress being made. However, the continuous political and administrative change in the DOE means that TESA awareness and dissemination remains an ongoing task. Participation in the TESA consortium, including involvement in the development and integration of TESA OERs, has afforded UFH academics and students, both pre-service and in-service, and relevant external stakeholders, such as the DOE, access to communities of practice within the institution, across institutions, and across countries, and generated a new discourse of finding, adapting, and sharing educational resources. Though more research needs to be done as to how these communities can be supported, TESA has acted as the constant around which these communities of practice have begun to address important social and educational issues. The interactive coordination of TESA at UFH, involving workshops, presentations, direct, and indirect communication to both internal and external stakeholders, has generated interested users, and what is becoming apparent is the impact this is having on attracting new users, in particular teacher educators from different institutions in South Africa and beyond. We are deeply encouraged by the interest in the TESA materials from across the continent, in particular from Namibia, Cameroon, Sierra Leone, Mozambique, Togo, and Niger. Framing factors and next steps. OERs have the potential to play a pivotal role in democratizing access to knowledge in ways that have a special relevance to education systems in developing countries. Recognizing the challenges in education, and in particular teacher education, several OER collections and repositories have emerged, though very few accounts of how OERs in Africa are being used are yet available. TESA is a unique African OER initiative, distinguished by its emphasis on and resources devoted to teacher education and by its adaptation of OERs to local contexts and language. We suggest that TESA OERs offer a considerable contribution towards overcoming the problem of scarce resources in teacher education. Their design is flexible but structured OERs and provision in a variety of formats supports use in teacher education in ways that suit the local context. The design of TESA has been such that its several levels users, teachers, teacher educators, and academic leaders, are able to participate as collaborators in a network of social relations, rather than as solo practitioners. The TESA forums, workshops, and advisory council meetings provide space for engagement in a network and for conversations with a focus on issues of practice. Communities of practice, at various levels, are beginning to emerge and continue to evolve, with institutions and individuals contributing more fully to the global arena as producers of knowledge. Analysis of the impact of different integration approaches across the member institutions is only at an early stage, but initial analysis of these different forms of integration reinforces our earlier discussion that to fully exploit the potential of OERs, they need to be available in a form that is conceptually strong, while sensitive to local environments to allow for use across different contexts. We are beginning to highlight common critical success factors, which frame how the TESA OERs are being disseminated to colleagues and integrated into teacher education and professional development curriculum. Access. Issues of web connectivity, bandwidth, availability of peripherals, such as printers, and web skills of users are dynamic tensions and vary greatly from locality to locality. Lack of access to new technology tools restricts users' ability to share adaptations and iteratively improve the resources. Resource. Whilst OERs are free materials, there is a non-trivial cost associated with their use. It has been important not to underestimate the time taken for locating materials, familiarization, reflection, and in some cases experimentation of how OERs can be integrated into courses and programs. Support. Particularly where the TESA OERs have been integrated into distance education programs, support models for the use of OERs may need to change. A recent TESA project in Nigeria and Sudan pointed to the crucial role of supervisor support for teachers. Project teams concluded that regular monitoring, supervision, and reflective activities were critical to teacher development with the TESA materials. Provision of such support at a scale within budgetary constraints remains a challenge, but we are hopeful that the increasing availability of new communication technologies can be harnessed to reduce costs. Cultural practices. Institutions' existing practices in terms of the level of direction exercised over curriculum materials and the degree of autonomy of lecturers and students to select material is a crucial factor in the form of integration of the OERs. Sustainability. What constitutes as sustainable varies from institution to institution and country to country. A variety of funding models, including sponsorship, government, partnerships, and exchanges, are currently being used. However, these are only part of a larger picture, one that includes community and partnerships, co-production and sharing, and distributed management and control. At this stage in the TESA project, a key challenge is maintaining momentum at the consortium level and sourcing funds to support the maintenance and development of the project infrastructure, in addition to inter-institutional, as well as local institutional initiative funding. Central to this is the migration of the key administrative functions from the Open University, UK, which has been leading the project in these first phases, to an African site. As the TESA experience is beginning to reveal, the possibilities and potential for harnessing OERs in teacher education are immense and offer an innovative platform to support teacher learning, particularly where local educational resources are scarce. TESA attempts to bring teacher training nearer to the point of delivery, school classrooms. Cost-effective implementation of this approach is possible through the use of a core of highly structured study units adapted for local implementation. The richer assessment of the impact of TESA OERs in teacher education is in the pipeline. We suggest that the collaborative design and development and subsequent integration of TESA OERs is supporting institutions in moving from traditional teacher-led methods of teaching to more democratic, learner-centered models. This is the end of the article, Harnessing Open Educational Resources to the Challenges of Teacher Education in Sub-Saharan Africa. The text format is available on the eRottle website, www.eRottle.org. Goodbye.